Buenas tardes a todos. How are we all doing today? Thank you for tuning in to Roadside Picnic. You are listening to WMUC FM College Park. And this is Josh Hananel. And today, we have a beautiful show for you all today on a WMUC FM College Park. I will quickly play a PSA, and then we'll get right into it.
The University of Maryland Farmers Market can be found weekly at Taz Plaza. There are an abundance of producer-only vendors and a cooking demonstration, with free samples hosted every week at noon. You can find everything from fresh bread, locally grown produce, popcorn, to lip balm, and local animal products. The market runs every Wednesday, rain or shine, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. during the spring season from April to May and fall season from August to November.
It is a beautiful Thursday evening, almost evening. We're not quite there, but perhaps we will reach the evening during this radio show today. Now today, I'm going to be doing my own philosophy. This song was recommended to me by friend Nadia. She said it's a very good song to get into a meditative state. It's called Bismillahi Rahim. But today, we'll get into some very interesting music that I know we all will enjoy. But yes, thank you again for tuning in to Roadside Picnic. Even if you're not meant to tune into my show, thank you for keeping on. But we will get into some beautiful songs. This first one is one that I've been playing a lot. It's called Lack of Color by Death Cab for Cutie. You know what? Let's get right into it. Thank you for listening to Roadside Picnic.
Reaching for the phone to call it 703. On your machine, I slur a plea for you to come home. But I know it's too late, and I should have given you a reason to stay. 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 This is fact, not fiction. For the first time in another one like I had with you.
by the gown for you to wear to the prom with Tom, the astronomer who'd name a star for you. But I'm the luckiest guy on the Lower East Side, 'cause I've got wheels and you'd wanna go for a ride. I'm a fool, there's no doubt. But when the sun comes out, and only when the sun comes out, I'm the luckiest guy on the Lower East Side. 'Cause I've got wheels and you wanna go for a ride. So are you. My car is ugly, but then I'm ugly too. I know you'd never give me a second glance, but when the weather's nice, all the other guys don't stand a chance. I know Professor Blumen makes you feel like a woman, but when the wind laugh like a little girl. So you share secrets with Lou, but we've got secrets too. Well, one, I only keep this heap for you, 'cause I'm the ugliest guy on the Lower East Side, but I've got wheels and you wanna go for a ride. Wanna go for a ride.
Welcome back to Josh's talk show. You're listening to WMUC FM College Park. I'm going to try to get some fantastic songs to play here while I talk at the void for a moment. So feel free to tune off. So, I want to talk about a free will for a moment. But I want to first connect it to this interesting Instagram reel that I saw. It was making fun of a. It was making fun of a. People who talk to you about what I consider important things. It was like. POV, that friend when he who's always trying to get you to talk about deep stuff. And it was like a video of a guy going like, hey bro, like what are you scared of? And then the guy recording is like, dude, what are you talking about? Can we just like sit here on the beach? And then the friend's like, dude, I wanna just get to know you. Like we're here, friends, just, you know, like, relaxing on the beach, but I want to, like, know you on this deeper level. And the friend's like, dude, like, what are you, like, talking about? Like, you're just so, like, weird, man. And I find it funny, because the video's perspective is, like, this is weird to ask this questions. What are you scared of? But that's ironic, Because that's what they're scared of. But I want to find out, what exactly are you scared of? Because I remember senior year of high school, it was almost a year ago to date, my AP literature teacher, he had us all write down questions that we had for him at the end of the year. Just any question. People ask, like, what, how did you meet your fiance? Important, or something like that. Just questions, you know, like, what, how do you want to be a teacher? Like, what made you want to be work at a physicist at CERN? What made you want to come back? But then my question was, what's the most courageous thing you've ever done? And it was like, all of the questions up to that point, people like thought were normal questions. But then, like, when he read that question out loud, people were like, whoa, what? And I was like, wait, but like, he basically already answered the question with a different question. But I don't know, maybe it was just the phrasing of the word. But that's not even my question. I took that question from someone else who I thought was a cool person. And I thought it was a cool question. And I asked it when I was in New York City this past weekend to this owner of a pizza shop. And she gave many different answers. And then I gave a somewhat interesting answer. But I want to connect this to something even more important. Do we have free will? I think you have to first understand what exactly is are we talking about? Because a lot of people say, oh, people in totalitarian governments don't have free will. But I mean, I would disagree that that is an accurate definition of free will. Like the ability to speak publicly. I think that doesn't make much sense for me in this broad philosophical sense. Because I think free will is going past what you want to do as a human. I think that's closer just to freedom or desire. But I think free will goes more to this idea of making an independent choice. Some people say it's the there's a principle of alternative possibilities, the PAP, where in a timeline you could have chosen something else. I think Thomas Nagel talks about this. But my question is for people who still consider we have free will, how do we treat children, do they have free will? Because I know I definitely did not, even in a sense that most people would agree. Like, as a kid, you don't, it seems like there's something where it's like, we don't have free will. We're just kind of bound by our innate desires. So that leads us to believe that free will, this philosophical sense of having making an independent choice, has something to do with rationality. Because as kids, or maybe even animals, don't have that same faculty of rationality. So, is this our line here? Just somewhere along the line, we develop free will. But if I bring up this definition with most people, then they say, okay, well, under that definition, no, we don't have complete free will. You can never make an independent, fully independent choice, which I think makes sense. But then people still have this idea, and which I definitely understand, that you still have you can have valuable input on your choices as a human, which, you know, it really feels like you do, and it. Maybe you do. I don't know. I'm just kind of yapping. But, and this song is almost over, so perfect. But I think we need to bring in this idea of quantum randomness, and that we might just be succumbing to the randomness of the universe. I think perhaps, just perhaps, this is what's going on. But I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what this next song has to say about it. Let's get into some Panchico death metal.
She is on a man.
Thank you.
You know, I had to throw in Radiohead in there. It was absolutely essential. So, what have we learned? According to this song, Radiohead thinks that everybody's sole fear is holding on. Which I kind of agree with. I mean, like I was saying with the, by the way, it might sound a little choppy up in here because I have some disco music going on. But I think that's a very Buddhist way to talk. Everybody's soul fear is holding on. Does attachment cause suffering? I think so. Hopefully this isn't too loud. But everybody's soul fear is holding on. Then when if you were here in the first part, I was telling you about this Instagram reel that I saw about people being scared about this guy who's saying why his friend was always trying to get in deep conversations, and his friend asked him the question, "What are you scared of in life?" And it seems like he's kind of scared of a vulnerability. Is that what we are scared of now? We fear being vulnerable. I don't think this is connected to free will, but if you saw the title of the show today, it's called Whatever, because I'm just doing whatever. But I think it's okay to be scared. But if being scared trumps your own decisions and you can't even communicate with people anymore and you can't think for yourself, then you can lose the free will that you do have. Maybe I did find a connection to free will. My question is, if we can make a choice more free by thinking about it longer and being more aware of the external factors affecting us, as Robert Spolsky says, we have so many things affecting us. We could be sleepy, hungry, angry. Things that we don't have control over, our emotions, our brain processes. Do we have free will when we're sleeping? Do we have free will when we are super tired? Do we have free will when we are inebriated by certain things? Some people say, yeah, you have the free will to choose that. But, I mean, specifically in the moment. If you are very, very inebriated, do you have that free will? So it sounds like free will is so much of just rationality. If somebody makes just a decision, like, oh, doesn't even think about it, was that decision not made out of free will? Or did you use your free will to not think about it? Who knows? If you are listening to this right now, think of a U.S. state. Do you have it in your mind? Okay. Now, did you think of the state, or did the thought just come to you? Did you choose the state that you thought of? This is something that I ask a lot of people. And I've gotten some interesting ideas. Some people say, well, the first thing that came to mind, I had no free will over that. But then I thought about it. I went through a few states, and I picked North Dakota. Nobody's going to say North Dakota, so I had to do that out of free will. But what if you just chose North Dakota because you thought that's what would be least expected? Because, you know, I am a magician. Maybe I am trying to do some trickery. And people are always like, oh, you can't trick me. North Dakota. Like my friend BJ said, he said North Dakota. But that wasn't the point of it. The point was that you don't exactly have free will. And if you are listening to all of this, thank you so much, because there is a great song coming up for the last 5 minutes. Hopefully this, y'all are able to hear me over this crazy good electro song. let's, you know what? Let's finish this up. Thank you all for listening. I really appreciate it. Be kind to others because they may not have free will.
My hopes, your future.